This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chances are pretty good you've got a Visa credit card or maybe a debit card in your wallet or perhaps saved on your phone or on a bunch of online retail sites. Point being, in the middle of a pandemic, even now, Visa processes millions of transactions every single day, which means the company has some insights into this economy, ours and globally, that maybe not too many others have. Al Kelly is the CEO of Visa. He's had that job since about 2016. Mr. Kelly, welcome to the program, sir.
Kai, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
As a guy who runs a company which is intimately involved in most of the transactions that happen out there, or a good share of them anyway, what are you seeing?
Well, since mid-March, the world has changed dramatically. We probably have had a 3 to 5 year acceleration of e-commerce in the last 15 weeks caused by COVID. We've seen debit card volume increase much more than credit card volume. This is not unusual, Kai, in economic downturn situations where people want to be very careful of extending themselves. And so they will tend to use a debit card versus a credit card where they'll have to pay down their balance over time.
So that all makes sense. And those are interesting trends. I guess my follow-on question is acknowledging that we're not in charge, as Dr. Fauci says, the virus is in charge. How worried are you?
Well, every medical expert I have talked to, Kai, has very different opinions on the coronavirus or COVID-19 in general. But there seems to be quite a consistent view that a resurgence of the virus is indeed possible. And so I am concerned that we are starting to see perhaps a little bit too much of a casual attitude toward the coronavirus. We ourselves at Visa hadn't had a COVID case in a couple of months, and last week had about a half dozen. And we have 97% of our employees working from home. So I am concerned that we need to stay vigilant as a society, as a global society, to make sure that we allow the economies to remain open. I do think that if this ever got to the point where we were overwhelming medical facilities and we had to shut things down again, it would be quite devastating.
Visa's doing a lot of work with small businesses. You're out there trying to get, you know, contactless payment things going and working on making things easier for them. And as we know, small businesses have been hit arguably hardest in this pandemic. Do you think we need more stimulus from the government for small businesses in this economy?
Well, I think it certainly can't hurt. And a lot of the early stimulus in the U.S., Kai, was tied to payrolls. And unfortunately, small businesses just couldn't make the commitment to keep people on their payroll. It was just too large an expense. And I think a lot of small businesses really need help with things like rent and their expenses related to running any kind of business, such as insurance types of expenses. My view is that if we get and keep more small businesses up and running, they will employ people as they always have, and it will become an outcome which will be very, very important.
Let me turn now to a much more serious matter, actually, and it's obviously Black Lives Matter and what's going on with race in this economy. You have announced Visa has a new scholarship program for Black students coming out of college. You have started to publish data about your workforce diversity. I want to ask you the bigger picture question, though, and granted you're speaking for one company, but it's a big company. What do you think corporate America's responsibility is in this moment?
I think corporations are very, very important in society in general, and that we certainly need to be cognizant of the fact that we can't fix every problem in the world. But on certain issues, we can and should be certainly doing our part and ideally playing a leadership role. Black lives do matter, Kai, and we happen to believe that one of the great levers is education. That's why we announced the Visa Scholars Program. It's actually Black students as they're in their junior and senior years of high school and helping them throughout college with not only some scholarship money, but ideally other programmatic things outside of the classroom. And in a partnership with them, if they do their job, they will have a guaranteed job at Visa. And so I'm extremely excited about being able to do something that I believe is strategic and sustaining and forward leaning. Yes, we could write checks to different organizations, and we certainly are matching gifts on part of our employees. In fact, we're double matching them. But I recognize that we need to do more. We've been on the case, but you know what? We're redoubling, retripling our efforts because the suppression that has existed for 400 years must come to an end.
Al Kelly, he runs Visa. Mr. Kelly, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Kai, it was great to be with you and your listeners. Thank you.